audience would please settle down out there. I'd like to call this meeting to order of the Bidwell Board of Education with a roll call starting with Lynn, please.
Lynn Herman here.
Wendy Minton here.
Suzanne Brennan here.
Mike Kia here.
Mark Weeborg here.
Fred Anderson here.
Renee Hickey here.
The first order of business is to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting on September 28th.
I so moved.
Moved by Lynn.
I'll second.
Second by Wendy to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting. Any additions, corrections? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Number three is communications. Have we had communications?
I have not received any new communications since our last meeting.
We had the one last time that came in on Monday from...
That, oh, I thought we discussed that on...
I don't think we did, did we?
What communication?
I thought...
There was a communication that we had acknowledged.
GA concerns.
I do believe we discussed that at the last board meeting.
I didn't recall it, but I remember.
So I haven't had any new...
But it came in on Monday. We didn't recognize it.
So they're probably missed.
No other communications? Any from the board?
No.
Nobody had any communications? Renee has been kind of loafing, not doing anything over there.
Yeah, it's been a slow week.
We discussed it in closed session.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
My apologies.
Our next order of business is open discussion. You all know the rules and procedures. Anybody on the board?
No.
I just saw a video of a pep rally and was laughing so hard. Said Mr. Tupa dressed up as Kim Kardashian, so I'm going to give him huge props for doing that. And all of them, everybody was dressed up, the guys as girls and the girls as guys. Did little skits and it looked like it was a lot of fun.
Okay, I have a couple things. One, the presidents of the area schools met with Brett McCoy, who is the Door County Community Group.
Foundation,
thank you. They met minus me since I couldn't make it. So I had an opportunity to meet with Brett today for a 10-minute short version of the two-hour meeting. And the idea of the group is to start a community alumni group, which means we'd give a list of alumni going back to the 40s, 50s, those that we could to get addresses. And their group will do all the soliciting and mailing and so on.
Is that for the endowment?
Donations to the district.
It's a different endowment. The endowment right now that we have with this organization, he thought was in the $50,000 range right now. But this is a different, whether that money would be rolled over into this one, that would have to be discussed.
Yeah. Where would it go?
Anyway, the community group will put up the money. They will raise the money to fund it. Hopefully, they were talking $3 to $5 million they're going to raise to fund it, having one employee. They didn't know how many more, much help they were going to need for additional money, but they're thinking $50,000 to $60,000 cost a year, and they wanted to project it out about 10 years or so. That was just numbers they're throwing out there. That may not be the number, but they are going to raise the money to get it going. As it would go forward, there would be a very small percentage of the funds raised that would go to the working operation of the group. All the presidents from the boards were very enthusiastic about it. All donations given in the name of Gibraltar would go to Gibraltar. Those that were generic would be split between the schools to be determined at a later date. Get my mind together here. There would be a group made up of the Gibraltar district that would distribute, to make the decisions on distributing the funds. That's going to take some work of the ideas to have the presidents on the committee for the other group, along with Brett. But you don't want too many that want all for athletics or all for science or all for industrial arts or whatever, the arts. So a matter of making that so it can't be railroaded into pet peeve areas. But that board makeup will be determined by our district here, probably by the board.
If I could offer, Mark, this all started with a conversation between myself, John Hauser, and Polly Alberts from Southern Door sometime late last winter, early last spring. And it was really, the idea really came because Southern Door has such a huge alumni, but they don't have the resource, alumni group that's willing, as we all do, if we tap them to give money, but they don't have the resources to hire a coordinator to do that. And each one of the districts has an endowment currently being managed by the Door County Community Foundation. So who better than them to hire a coordinator and do all the things that Mark has said, and create a mailing list and get that work done, and who knows where it can go. So.
Did they mention what that small percentage would be?
He was talking a half of 1%.
Okay.
What he is looking for is board being on board, alumni list, how we can find that. Evelyn probably will be your part of your job.
I think my mom probably has most of it.
Roberta. I have to.
She's, my mom's been organizing.
In my files, I have an alumni.
Over 51, over 40 actually, or 45 class reunion for you.
That works.
She's got most of it.
Yeah. At one time, I don't know if it changed a few years back, there was always graduating lists that were kept. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But addresses would not necessarily
be mom's. I think my mom's got most of the addresses.
She does. And that would be anyone over 50 years and over.
Yeah, I forget if it's 45 or 50. But
I thought it was
50 years old.
Is it? Might be 50.
So the union is 50 or older. Yeah, 50 or more years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she does.
The third thing they're looking for is people with contacts to get possible big donors, as far as getting the names to the foundation. And the fourth thing they're needing is the superintendent or the secretary give info for a mailing. They're hoping to put out a just a couple sheets of info from each school to what's happening the highlights to give an idea for donors, the excitement, the what great things are happening and so on, to be given to the foundation so that when they mail that out, they would, they're hoping to have maybe two mailings a year or something similar to that.
Could that give you any kind of timeline? I mean, if we were to agendize this for the next meeting?
He was hoping in 4 to 5 months.
Okay. Oh.
That maybe we'd be, after each board is president has gotten back from each board's discussion, and then talking to their donors and so on and so forth. But
can you clarify the 50-60,000 commitment? I didn't get where what that was to be.
Figuring on hiring somebody to run it.
Oh, okay, and that's what they're going to, okay.
That's so that, what
okay.
they're going to cover.
Thank you. I didn't really.
And any other expenses to go along with that.
Okay, but they're covering that's.
They're covering the running of it.
Okay.
Other than the figure, maybe percent. Half a percent or something.
Right.
That's about it. Any other questions on it? Sounds like a great idea, and thanks, Fred, for starting the talks. Another note, the board training is set up for November 19th. You don't know time-wise yet, right? While she's looking, we also have a NEOLA meeting tomorrow.
So, Suzanne? 4 to 6 on the board training for on November 19th.
4 to 6?
4 to 6, November 19th.
November 19th.
The NEOLA training?
Well, the NEOLA training is tomorrow, and that's just the handbook people, but the board training is everybody. On
yeah,
right,
right,
right. Yeah. Yeah, tomorrow the NEOLA is just the, yeah, and that's also 4 to 6 tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Four.
That's just a
handful of last
things. Hopefully it's not six.
Okay, four. Okay.
And there was one other. Maybe not. Okay. That's all I have on open discussion. Anybody else have anything on open discussion? Anybody in the audience? Nothing. All right. We'll move to your administrative reports. Tonight we have Brian.
I don't have anything to add. Just a big thank you to Fred, who coordinated the original dream flight. Fifth and sixth graders had a good time. They enjoyed the opportunity. And we got rave reviews from the coordinators of it. It was a good warm up to STEM and the kickoff to Project Lead the Way for that group. So I think it would have been great if we could have more kids going, but that would have been like 2 or 3 days. And you do what you can. I work from the top. And there, so.
Any questions for Brian? Thank you, Garion.
Well, as I started in the board packet on Thursday when I wrote it, we were off to a great homecoming week at that point, and it only got better. The Athletic Booster Club did a great job organizing what was a very nice event on Wednesday night, our bonfire. I think they had 700 plus pallets in that fire that went. It was my first experience with a high school bonfire. I know my previous district had gotten rid of it, and I was leaving asking myself why you would get rid of something like that. It was a great event. And the kids really seemed to enjoy it. The band came out and played. They had kind of a fun little trivia game where we all got to try to smash eggs on our head. It was a lot of fun. That was really nice. The parade went very well. We worked with Caleb and some of the other community resource officers, and they actually ran a training event at the same time that we ran the parade on how they shut down the roads, and that seemed to work very well with Gibraltar Fire. Friday night football game, obviously we were disappointed in the result, but the kids showed a lot of heart, and the turnout was very nice. Obviously the biggest turnout we'd had this year so far anyway. I'm not sure how it compares to other years, but it was well attended. Short guy like me definitely could not see the field for most of the game, so that means there were lots of people there. So at some other times, you know, you get plenty of good view. And then, of course, Saturday night, the dance was probably one of the nicer student dances I've chaperoned, and I've chaperoned a few. Our students were very, they get out and dance, and they would, you know, and the venue was great. The DJ did a nice job. Aaron Andre and Ryan Hare did a very nice job of setting up and running, you know, the decorating and taking down. Showed a lot of leadership there, and the kids were wonderful. We don't have discipline things as frequently, and that's very, very, very nice. Yeah, obviously knock on wood, but the kids are doing a great job, and you know it was fun to see them all dressed up, and you know they went to dinner, and then you know they were very it was a very great experience. So all in all, I think there's always room for improvement in a week of activity like that, and ways that we could offer a better and bigger experience to our kids. But I think there's a great set of traditions here that we certainly hope to continue. So I put a couple pictures in your packet. There's a picture of Mr. Tupa dressed up. That it was really, the kids did a great job in their dance routine. The boys volleyball team had a very well choreographed dance. I should mention the barbecue also. We postponed from Monday to Tuesday. It went very well. But all in all, a great experience. Mrs. Wittebord was a really big contributor to our parade. And just a lot of other people really put a lot of time into that week, and it showed and how good of an experience I believe the kids have. Obviously, the football game, everyone was pretty disappointed, but I think in the long run, the kids are going to look back on this year's homecoming and be pretty happy about it. And something else that I mentioned earlier, we were discussing a little bit, we had a great teacher in service today, where we started looking at a building level, at least in my area, building level, how we can begin to address the district level goals. And I was very, very encouraged by the discussions and the feedback that I got from the exercise, the sessions that we did in the morning and afternoon. And we have a very, very receptive and responsive staff, 712, for things like this. And I'm really excited. That's the part of the job that I like most. And I'm very encouraged by the feedback I got from the teachers today. So a lot of positives to share.
And I would just have to add that I sat in on the secondary training this morning. Mr. Mettner did a wonderful job leading the instruction. But the other piece that I liked about it was, for the first time, we saw a building leadership team and members of that team taking active roles and working in their groups. And that is what I've been waiting for a very long time. So it was very exciting to see that. And the conversations were really, really good. So I can't wait to see what this is.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Great, thank you.
I didn't know if Mr. Annan wanted to add anything about the professional development today at the elementary, maybe? Since we paid a little bit of more attention to.
No, we had two presenters today came from my prior district in Oregon to further our training on Writers Workshop and the Writers curriculum that we have started to implement this year. So that we got the first layer of this onion in like July, and we're on layer number two of probably about 20 or so layers to this whole curriculum. So we're peeling it away little by little, but the teachers are doing a wonderful job of implementing it, and it's a big task. Like there's a large amount of time that goes into it. So
you've been in the classrooms too.
I have.
What are some things that you? What are your takeaways?
My takeaways is that we're getting finally some explicit instruction in writing, and that hasn't happened in a while. And we're giving. I always think back to like when I started like upper elementary school, middle school, and I never learned how to write a paper. Like I never learned the steps that you have to do to write an informational paper. And you know, I was never really taught in high school either. It was just kind of expected. And I think we're gonna get some, if and when the program continues, you're gonna get some more positive results from our secondary teachers about the writing that's going to come up from these kids as they grow through the program.
Exciting stuff.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Next on the agenda is discuss attendance at the 16 Wisconsin State Education Convention.
It's that time of the year again, so in your...
It's not January yet.
But it's time to start planning. So in your packet, I had just the very beginnings of a brochure. I mean, eventually they'll have all the sessions and, you know, explanations of it. But since Evelyn is fairly new to this registration process, I thought the sooner we start working on it, the better. Registration opens November 1st, so I just want us to be ready to go. And I thought we could talk about attendance and who wants to go so we can get proper hotel accommodations in which hotel you prefer to be at.
I think being right there was...
Oh, yes.
That was nice. We could be where was it? At the Hilton.
Hilton, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really nice.
Because it's
cold. It's always cold in
January. It's right here. Right? And blowing and cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, blowing.
So, is anybody for sure not going at this point?
I'll be out of town.
Everybody else planning? Mm-hmm. Kind of. I know it's early.
Planning what? To go?
To go.
Planning to go?
Mm-hmm. I'll certainly come up with a good list of restaurants for you.
Thank you. Please do. You're always going to die. You must do.
That's a requirement.
Yeah, we did our plan.
Yeah. Okay. I plan on.
Okay.
On the pre-conference on Wednesday, right?
Generally Tuesdays.
Oh, generally it's Tuesday. Which would make a difference for the number of nights. I haven't heard what it is. Yeah.
We are just in the beginning stages of getting information. As soon as I find out more of family, that's what you're meeting.
Now, our delegate is you.
I wasn't, but Martha did it last year, and I was the alternate.
Yeah.
So you would be the...
Sure, I'll do it. I don't mind. Unless somebody else is burning to do that role.
I think it's a...
Yeah, I'm good. It's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm happy to be the delegate. That's Wednesday, right? That's like a Wednesday, 1 o'clock thing.
Usually.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I'll plan on it.
Very good. Someone want to be an alternate in case? Volunteer?
I'll be the alternate.
You will? All right. Sure.
You'll love that with your legal background. It's really
it's
your family. You have to.
Yeah. It's close enough.
Yeah.
All right. Also, I have got information recently on the NRB.
It's in Boston. I just didn't bring that out on the agenda yet since it's so fresh.
All right.
I'll bring it up soon.
I don't remember where we were on the...
I'll look back at the
rotation.
Martha and I were supposed to go, and we ended up, because there was so much going on here with the hiring and mm-hmm. hearing that we ended up just failing because it wasn't a good time.
Yeah. Okay.
But
think about it.
I'll bring it to you.
Because when I went with Sally.
Birthday present. Alright, very good.
When's the birthday?
9. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Next on agenda, approve payment of bills. Do I have a motion?
I so move.
I'll second.
Moved by Linnea, second by Suzanne. Approve the payment of bills. Any questions to ask Arba?
I'm just assuming that all those, the weight room at McGill one, that's part of the innovation project that's going on, right?
I assume that.
Good.
Yeah,
hope
nice
so
to
that
see.
They don't spend that much for a
pool.
So, yes. Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Approve appointment of freshman boys basketball coach.
Professor will speak to this particular item in Peggy's absence because I think she was out with the
She is.
Yeah.
She's
soccer.
And I have a
soccer.
I have a script to share with you.
Okay, you go right ahead.
With the interviews that we did this summer, some of the candidates were asked if they did not get a position, if they would be still be interested in other coaching positions that would still be available. With that in mind, when we reposted for this position, we did not have further candidates who applied. Because of that, one of our candidates expressed interest in being a member of the basketball program, and that is Travis Ward. He is currently our eighth grader coach, but what this would do, he would like to be our ninth grade coach, and we would very much like that as well. And as such, then that would create an eighth grade posting, and that's our next agenda item. But I had the opportunity actually to sit in on a few of those basketball interviews. It was very, I think he's going to be a great candidate for us and gets along quite well with Justin Burris, and that's important in terms of building a program over time. Everyone's very excited about him, as am I. So with that said, we would like to propose that you accept his candidature.
He was a candidate for the JV. As well.
I'll approve the employment. I'll make a motion to approve the employment of Travis Ward as our freshman boys basketball coach.
I'll second.
Moved by Fred, seconded by Mike to approve Travis Ward as freshman boys basketball coach. Any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Post job vacancy for eighth grade boys.
With that new hiring, we have a vacancy for eighth grade boys basketball, so we're asking for your approval to post that position.
I move
to post the job vacancy for eighth grade boys basketball coach.
I'll second.
Moved by Wendy, second by Linnea, to approve the posting eighth grade boys basketball coach. Questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Accept donations. Do we have?
I have three donations. How exciting. The American Legion donated $500 to the band program to help with the purchase of new equipment. The Gibraltar Music Boosters donated $500 again to the band program. And I have to read this one, it's really interesting. Connor McDonald, do you remember our student from last year? Mm-hmm. He created a donation special menu item at Northern Grill to raise money for the music boosters, so part of this donation is from that. So I thought that was pretty.
That's pretty clever, yeah.
And then we have a donation from the Social Security Administration for servers. They donated servers to the district, so Steve Mitten went over to Kiwani and picked them up. Apparently they match our old servers, so it was a donation.
Social Security Administration?
Yeah.
Apparently. That was a new one for me.
Really?
Really, it is.
It is. It's right here.
Wow.
There you go. Those are your donations.
I'll make a motion to approve the donations from the American Legion, the Gibraltar Music Boosters, and the Social Security Administration.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Moved by Fred, second by Mike to accept the donations as mentioned. Any questions? And all those in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Wonderful. Any committee reports?
You know, before we, can I just speak? Brian, for GIC at elementary, at some point that has to be.
October 20th is coming.
Okay. It's coming to campus maintenance. That was next.
Yep.
But our donation is still. So that we won't do that until.
But it has to go through campus maintenance.
We have to go through campus maintenance first, and then your donation will be accepted. Okay. We'll go through that.
And on that note, there have not been any committees, but campus maintenance will be meeting on October 20th to go over the long-term playground project that Mr. Annan and Wendy have been working on.
Mr. Annan.
Okay. And so he has a lot of information to give you, and based on that, then there may be some donations coming to the district. More to come.
Cut those boxes.
Cool. That's it.
With that said, I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Is that Suzanne?
Yes.
Moved by Mike, second by Suzanne to adjourn. We are adjourned. We didn't make 22, Brett.
Huh?
Cool.
29.
29.